Tonight's broadcast here live on Bally Sports Live, MILB.TV, free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, as always, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action high atop Atrium Health Ballpark. The Ballers back in action here at their friendly home of Atrium Health Ballpark in front of a good crowd for a Tuesday night, their first $2 Tuesday night of this 2023 season. A fantastic night for baseball as the lefty Tyler Schweitzer delivers the first pitch here right at 6 o'clock. We are on time and as scheduled. First pitch is outside. 1-0 your count on Tyler Collins, the leadoff lefty bat for the Augusta Green Jackets. Just like that, a 1-0 is hacked and missed. 1-1 your count now as Schweitzer gets an even count on Tyler Collins. Setting on the bump is Schweitzer, the lefty. A 1-1 showing bunt and getting it down but landing foul is Tyler Collins, the center fielder for the Augusta Green Jackets. Collins, Ambioris, Tavares, and David McCabe do up here in the order to lead things off in this top of the first inning for the Augusta Green Jackets here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Lefty Schweitzer gets the start. He'll deliver the 1-2. It is low. Claunch picks it up out of the dirt. 2-2 is your count. Schweitzer, a 6-foot lefty, 185 pounds, 2-0 on the year with a 3.60 ERA, a fifth-round pick in the 2022 draft by the Chicago White Sox. As the 2-2 lifted high and foul over everyone's head here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Heads up, it lands back in the seating bowl. Definitely one you got to watch out down there. Count stays put at 2-2. We'll do it again. Schweitzer on the bump, already fighting with this lefty bat of Tyler Collins. Schweitzer offers the pitch. This one's fouled off straight back again. 2-2 remains your count on the Green Jackets leadoff batter. Schweitzer making his fourth appearance, fourth start of the season. He hasn't pitched since the 22nd of April against the Charleston Riverdogs here at Atrium Health Ballpark. He did not make a start on the road last week. 2-2 grounded towards short. Sprinkle plays it cleanly and will fire to first in time for the out. It's a ground out to start the night on offense for the Green Jackets. A ground out played perfectly by Sprinkle. So now one out and nobody on for Ambioris Tavares. One of the top prospects in the organization for the Atlanta Braves, Ambioris Tavares, ranked number 9 in their top 30 prospect list, according to MLB Pipeline, a very strong talent in this Braves organization. As Schweitzer's first pitch delivered, this one's fouled off down the left field line. 0-1 your count now on Ambioris Tavares. Again, Schweitzer hasn't appeared in about 2 weeks. He had his start rained out on Sunday against the Carolina Mudcats. Just too much rain for Mother Nature to cooperate with us up in Zebulon as the 0-1's fouled off. 0-2 your count on Ambioris Tavares. Schweitzer, the lefty, a fastball, a curveball, changeup, slider. Is the lefty from Fishers, Indiana, just outside of Indianapolis. He has quite got some talent for sure, being one of the top prospects in the White Sox system. 0-2 to Tavares is up and away. 1-2 now moves your count. David McCabe, local product, awaiting on deck here in this top of the first inning. Of course, scoreless here in Atrium Health Ballpark. Schweitzer's 1-2. Breaking ball, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Tyler Schweitzer picks up his first punch out of the night. Ambioris Tavares down looking at what looked to be the slider off the arm of Schweitzer. We'll keep it now at nobody on and two down for David McCabe. David McCabe getting a lot of love from the fans here at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis. The former Charlotte 49er from just down the road with the Charlotte 49ers in Conference USA. Pitch outside from Schweitzer. Want to know your count now to the Big Maple, as they call him. McCabe at the plate. He is the third baseman batting third. Batting fourth is Jeremy Celedonio, the DH for the Green Jackets. As the 1-0 fastball is put in there for a called strike. 1-1 your count. Ethan Wargenger, the left fielder, bats fifth. Justin Janis, first baseman, bats sixth. Dawson Diamond, the catcher, bats seventh. Eighth is the second baseman, E.J. Exposito. And batting ninth is Jair Casanova. Pitch outside to McCabe, 2-1 your count. Again, the former Charlotte 49ers spent a good amount of time just down the road. He's played in this ballpark quite a few times, even before being drafted and placed in the Carolina League, as he hacks and misses at the 2-1, 2-2 your count. Charlotte 49ers usually play one or two college games in about March every year here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's always a fun time to host those college games before baller season. 2-2 count, Schweitzer on the bump. Here's the 2-2 offering. This one's fouled off by McCabe. Keep it at 2-2, and we'll do it again. McCabe, known for his power bat, but he draws a lot of walks. A very patient batter. This year on the young season, batting 226. He does have two homers and six RBI. 2-2. Fouled off and hit off the arm of McCabe. Keep it at 2-2. We'll do it again. Again, Jeremy Celedonio awaiting on deck for the Green Jackets in this top of the first. Wind howling out towards right field. It is chilly, mid-60s. Supposed to be even chillier tomorrow for Education Day. 2-2. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Tyler Schweitzer picks up another punch out, and that's 1-2-3 on the inning for Schweitzer to start off this one. We'll send things into the bottom half of the first. Quick break headed your way on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Bottom first, scoreless in Kannapolis. Well, after a 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Tyler Schweitzer, the Kannapolis Cannonballers get their first time at the plate. It'll be led off by Jordan Sprinkle, the shortstop. Fourth round pick in 2022 out of Palm Springs, California. Steps in and is the first batter of the day for Pat Leland and the Ballers. First pitch is delivered by the righty Cedric DeGrandpris, and it's in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. It'll be Sprinkle, Camiletti, and Elko. That pitch is delivered. 1-1 your count on Sprinkle. Sprinkle, Camiletti, Elko due up, of course. DeGrandpris 1-1. Fastball is up and away. Move it now to 2-1. On Sprinkle. Camiletti and Elko awaiting on deck. 2-1. This one's grounded sharply towards short. Tavares will make the clean play and fire across the diamond in time for the out. A 6-3 ground out for Jordan Sprinkle. First out is had, and then he'll send things to Mario Camiletti, the DH. Mario Camiletti, the Carolina League leader in walks, will step in for the first time today. 25 walks on the young season. He has taken a very patient approach at the plate. Excuse me, 22. I'm getting ahead of myself already. See, by the end of the night, he could have 25, as they, certainly the trends have gone. As the broken bat blooped into center field, that's going to drop and be a base knock, and that is the first hit of the game for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Mario Camiletti reaches base with a one-out single. He doesn't need to get the free pass. He gets the broken bat bloop single. It'll be one on and one out for Tim Elko. Again, if you're tuning in and hanging out with us here on the broadcast, appreciate you having a blast with the rest of your day. Tim Elko steps in. One on and one out. Pitch on the way from DeGrandpris outside. 1-0 your count on Elko. Cedric DeGrandpris, the pitcher for the Green Jackets, listed at 6'2", 210-pound, 21-year-old. From Saint-Simon-de-Bago, Quebec, Canada. As Elko with a slightly open stance here against the Grand Prix. Elko fouls this one off, moving to an 0-1 count. Camaletti at second, Elko at the plate with an 0-1 count. Bottom first, scoreless ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Awaiting on deck is the cleanup batter in Brooks Baldwin. As the baller is looking for some early offense, Elko hacks at the 0-1. This one's lifted in the air center field. Backtracking Collins, he'll camp under it and make the grab. Camaletti fakes like he's going to tag, but he will stay put. It's a fly out into center for Elko. So now two down runner on for Brooks Baldwin, the cleanup batter. Baldwin will step in. He's batting cleanup. Batting fifth is Troy Claunch, the catcher. Lyon Tapia, third baseman, bats sixth. And 7-8-9, Logan Glass, center fielder. Joanna Villariano, the right fielder. And Wilbur Sanchez, second baseman for your Kannapolis Cannonballers out of the White Sox organization. Now Baldwin, the switch hitting left fielder, steps in. He'll hack at the first pitch and foul this one off down the first baseline. Move it to a 0-1 count on Baldwin. Defensive setup for the Green Jackets today. Out of Augusta, Workinger, Collins, and Casanova left to right in the outfield. Infield goes McCabe, Tavares, Exposito, and Janis. Behind the dish is Diamond for the righty Cedric de Grand Prix. Pitch is outside to Baldwin, 1-1 your count. Again, the on-base machine and Mario Camaletti on second in scoring position. 1-1 pitch, here is the delivery. It is blooped in there, just a little short of the plate. 2-1 your count. Camaletti advancing to second on a balk with Elko batting. So the first pitch of that at-bat ended up being a balk, so it did not count, hence the change there. 3-1 your count now on Baldwin. So Camaletti at second in scoring position. Baldwin with a good opportunity here to produce with some offense. Two down, bottom first. The Grand Prix's pitch. Baldwin hacks at it. This one's blooped into right field. That's going to roll to the wall and be trouble. Rounding third, headed home is Camaletti. Baldwin's rounding first. He's going to stop safely at second. Camaletti taps the plate. And just like that, four batters into the ballgame. The ballers are on the board first. It's a RBI double off the bat of Brooks Baldwin. And the good guys here in Kannapolis are on top. 1-0. Over the Augusta Green Jackets. Brooks Baldwin with the RBI double. That'll send things to Troy Clunch, the catcher. Ballers still have some offense going with two down in the frame. For Baldwin, it's his eighth RBI of the year, his second double. Pitch in there to Clunch, 1-0-1 now your count. Baldwin has already eclipsed his number from last year as far as doubles and RBI. The RBI double for the former UNCW Seahawk. As the pitch is up and in on Clonch on the 0-1, now 0-2. Perfectly hit line drive off the bat of Brooks Baldwin, who is at second. The ballers take an early lead on Augusta. Pitch is upstairs, gets by the glove of Diamond, and that's going to allow Baldwin to scurry over. It'll be a passed ball, allowing Baldwin to advance to third. So a passed ball. It goes as a personal error on the catcher, Diamond. However, it does not go on the board as a team error. It is just a player error, a passed ball. Again, a beautiful night for baseball. Ballers in the all-white tonight. White tops, white pants. Red socks for anybody who's decided to yank them up. As the pitch goes inside and it hits Clutch in the elbow, it'll be an HBP. He is plunked with a pitch from Cedric de Grand Prix. So now runners on the corners and two down for Lyon Tapia. Ballers again, white tops, white pants, red socks, blue caps, red brim with Boomer, our beloved mustachioed mascot, on the front of the cap. As for the Augusta Green Jackets, they're going with the green tops tonight. Big surprise, green jackets, green tops, gray pants, black hats, all black hats with the Augusta A with the wings on the front. Pitch in there, 0-1 your count on Lyon Tapia. One of my favorite hats in minor league baseball, if I'm honest, other than, of course, the Kannapolis Cannonballers caps, the Augusta green jackets with that A logo. They just look clean. That pitch is lifted high and foul on the 0-1 by Tapia down the right field line. Count will quickly move to 0-2. The tops are green for the Augusta green jackets. But down the middle, it looks like some piping that's very thick, and I can't tell what the design is from up here in the broadcast booth. I'm going to have to get a look at them closer up if I can. Looks like perhaps maybe a honeycomb print or something on the piping of those jerseys. As the 0-2 is just a bit outside, 1-2 your count. Of course, the Green Jackets from Augusta, properly named, with their winged stinger mascot down there in North Augusta, South Carolina. 1-2 from DeGrand Prix, and Tapia is fouled off straight back. Keep the count at 1-2. We'll do it again. Runners on the corners and two down. Tapia at the plate, struggling on the young season so far, batting 100. No, not batting 1,000, batting 100. He's 1 for 10. He's got one double, five hits on the year, two RBI. As he'll check on the runner, Will DeGrand Prix, a 1-2 count. Tapia has struck out 19 times on the season. He is 1 for 2 in the stolen base category. He's got some speed if he can get on base, as he only gets hit in the dome with the fastball from DeGrand Prix up and in. 2-2 your count. DeGrand Prix drafted by the Braves in 2022, a 13th round pick out of Chipola JUCO down in Florida. He was their ace as Tapia lines a 2-2 towards short, and Viori's Tavares makes the scoop and makes the grab for the out. It's an L6 off the bat of Lyon Tapia. That concludes the third out of this first inning, but the Ballers get on the board first thanks to an RBI double from Brooks Baldwin. That'll send things into the top of the second here from Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live. Ballers on top, 1-0 in Kannapolis. Jeremy Celedonio will get started off here in the top of the second inning for the Augusta Green Jackets at the plate. First pitch from the lefty, Schweitzer, is delivered. It's in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count on Celedonio. It'll be Workinger and Janis to follow in the order. The lefty, Schweitzer, in his second inning of work. He'll deliver the 0-1 and just a bit up and away. 1-1 now to the Green Jackets DH tonight. Schweitzer, a solid 1-2-3 inning in the first. Got the ground out and a pair of strikeouts. As the 1-1, nice breezy swing there from Celedonio. 1-2 is your count. Talk about breezy. It is howling here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The wind blowing out to right field. A couple of the canopies on the concourse are all going haywire. As going haywire at the plate is Jeremy Celedonio. He takes a peek at strike three from Tyler Schweitzer. That's now three punchouts in a row for the lefty from Ball State. That'll send things to the left fielder and Ethan Workinger. Workinger steps in, the lefty bat, with the righty bat, I should say, with a slightly open stance. He'll hack at the first pitch, lifted in the air right center field. Backtracking, join a Bill Laureano on the run. He'll backhand the ball and make the grab for the out of fly out into right. Two down now in the second inning. That'll send things towards Justin Janis, the first baseman. Justin Jenness has been probably the hottest bat in the lineup for the Augusta Green Jackets. In his last five games, he is 8-for-16 at the plate with two doubles, two RBI. RBI have just not been something the Green Jackets have been able to pick up this year. Pitch is up and in, 1-0 your count. The Green Jackets have played five games in the last 72 hours. It's just been a very busy time for the Green Jackets. Pitch in there for a called strike from Schweitzer, 1-1 your count. Whereas the Ballers haven't played since Saturday. They had a doubleheader Saturday. They have not played since that. It's a 1-1, a sharp liner toward second base. Wilbur Sanchez makes the clean grab. And just like that, the top of the second inning is complete. Back-to-back 1-2, three innings on the bump for Tyler Schweitzer, who's doing good work on the bump, is the southpaw. Bottom second headed your way after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Logan Glass will step in, lead things off. Bottom second for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who are on top 1-0 here in this bottom of the second. First pitch delivered from the righty in Cedric de Grand Prix is in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. Glass, Laureano, and Sanchez do up as the 0-1 from de Grand Prix is inside Glass. 1-1 now is your count. Glass has been one of the better bats in the season so far for Kannapolis. 3-0-2 on the season. He does have four homers. He might have number five here as he lifts the 1-1 into left field, and it's just a can of corn. I got a little excited there. Nonetheless, Logan Glass does lift this one into left for a flyout to Werkinger in left. One down now is had. Joanna Bill Laureano will step in. To be fair, I got a little excited there, but to be fair, Logan Glass has been hitting the ball very well. Second on the team in homers with four. He's got 11 RBI. He's already eclipsed some numbers than he had last year here in Kannapolis. He's definitely off to a better start than last season. Joanna Bill Laureano digs in. 1-0 count now as that one is outside. De Grand Prix 0-0 with a 3.46 ERA at the moment as the 1-0 is hacked at and missed by Laureano. 1-1 is your count. De Grand Prix, a French-Canadian, again, went to school at Chipola Juco in Florida. 1-1 is in there for a called strike. 1-2 your count. Called by your home plate umpire and Chris Jenke. Michael Corbett out in the base paths in this Carolina League matchup in the South Division. The Augusta Green Jackets and your Kannapolis Cannonballers. Pitch is in the dirt block by the catcher. 2-2 now on Joanna Bill Laureano. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. Ballers and the Green Jackets, both in the South Division of the Carolina League, as a 2-2 is up and in on the tower of Joinville Laureano. Now count moves full. Ballers on top of the Carolina League. They're tied for first place in the South Division at 12-7 with Columbia, who is 13-8. They've played two more games than us. Hey, not fair. 3-2, lifted high and foul down the right field line. Heads up out there. Count will remain full on Laureano. As for the Augusta Green Jackets, they've kind of stumbled out of the gate, 7-13. They are a half game back of last place in the South Division, held by the Charleston River Dogs, who we saw here last time out. 3-2 fouled off straight back. Count remains full. Charleston was here about 2 weeks ago, and the Ballers definitely got some wins. They picked up 5 of 6 that week. Definitely propelled them towards first place in the South Division. Laureano hacks at the 3-2 and misses strike three. It's the first strikeout of the night for Cedric de Grand Prix. He gets Laureano swinging and missing at a fastball upstairs. So now two down, Wilbur Sanchez is going to step in. As a whole, the races for the division leads right now in the Carolina League is fascinating. Delmarva on top by just one game in the North Division to the Carolina Mudcats. And the Down East Wood Ducks, who struggled to start the year, are now just a game and a half back as the pitch to Sanchez is in there for a called strike 0-1. It even gets tighter in the South Division with Kannapolis, Columbia, and Myrtle Beach all getting into it. 0-1 chop towards short, cleanly played by Tavares. Sanchez will be retired on the 6-3 ground out. It's a 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Cedric de Grand Prix. He's definitely happy he's had it after a bit of a rough first inning of things on the bump. Two innings down, more to go here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll be right back after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Well, Tyler Schweitzer, the lefty on the bump, has faced the minimum so far in this one. Top of the third inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers on the bump against the Augusta Green Jackets. 1-0 is your score, as the Ballers did get up on top in the first inning with a Brooks Baldwin RBI double. Dawson Diamond steps in, and the first pitch is delivered by Schweitzer in the dirt. Ball one is your count, 1-0, as Dawson Diamond, the 6-foot, 185-pound, 23-year-old from Lancaster, California. Pitch fouled off. Move it to now a 1-1 count on Dawson Diamond. Acquired in a trade in 2022 with the Tampa Bay Rays. And Schweitzer gets the 1-1 in there for a called strike. Now 1-2 here count. And it's Diamond, Exposito, and Jair Casanova for the Green Jackets against the lefty Schweitzer, who's been on his game tonight. 3 punch outs against 6 batters faced. 1-2 is up and a little bit outside. Now 2-2 your count. Schweitzer's definitely been sharp so far in this one. As the pitch is delivered, this one's lifted in the air, shallow right center field. After it is Laureano camping under it. Will make the grab for the out. Move it to now a first out had. It's a fly out into right for the first out. That'll send things to E.J. Exposito, the second baseman. Exposito standing basically straight up and down, not very bent at the knees, holding the bat out over the plate. Pitch is delivered in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Clunch. 1-0 your count. Schweitzer's looked sharp tonight. 32 pitches, 23 strikes. Very sharp work from the lefty from Ball State. 1-0 count, pitch on the way. Exposito towers this one into center. Logan Glass was shaded to his right. Has to move over to his left. Camps under it and makes the grab in the sun. Nice work by Glass. Two down now, and Jair Casanova is going to step in. Jair Casanova, the nine-hole man, the right fielder for the Augusta Green Jackets. Again, in those green tops tonight. Can't quite tell what they are as far as the design on them. If I get a report, I'll talk to Nathan Strauss, the director of broadcasting. He was here with the Green Jackets just to the left of me in the other booth. I'll talk to him and see what in the world are those jerseys are. As the 0-1, what in the world is that? It's lifted in the air, right field, warning track wall. It is out of here, a solo shot. Jair Casanova breaks up the perfecto and the no-no. It's a solo homer for the Green Jackets right fielder, and this ball game is now tied. It's sent into right field. 1-1 your score now, as the Green Jackets are just here to spoil the party. Back to the top of the order now, and Tyler Collins, the center fielder for Augusta. As the Green Jackets have now evened things up in this third inning. First homer of the year for Jair Casanova. Pitch delivered by Schweitzer, a fastball right down Broadway for a strike. 0-1 your count. Jair Casanova with the solo homer. 0-1 is just a bit inside. We'll move it now even at 1-1. Tyler Collins at the plate. Opened the season with two singles on his first two at-bats and two stolen bases. Since then, been quiet, as it's the old broadcaster's curse, folks. This one's lifted into the center. It'll drop in front of Glass and be a base hit. Just like that, the Green Jackets with back-to-back two-out dingers. Two-out hits, I should say. So one on and two down for Ambioris Tavares. So Collins is at first with a lot of speed. That'll send things to Ambioris Tavares. A good lead at first for Collins, again, who has some speed. Pitch delivered, it's inside. Move it to a 1-0 count on Tavares as we look at what Collins is done on the year. He's a perfect 8-for-8 in stolen base attempts. He is the best Green Jackets player as far as stolen bags go. There's a reason he's in the leadoff spot. 1-0 quick check on the runner is not in time. Schweitzer looking in for the sign. Takes a peek at first. Runner going, and they're going to throw to first on a pickoff attempt. Throw goes in a second. Did they get him? No, he's safe at second. Tyler Collins ends up swiping the bag. Schweitzer got the opportunity on the stolen base. It is a stolen base. He does pick up the bag, so now he's perfect 9-for-9. Schweitzer had it covered, though. He had the pickoff move to first, but the throw came in from Elko just a little too short of Wilber Sanchez. So now runner in scoring position with two down, and Tavares a dangerous bat at the plate. 1-0 from Schweitzer is low and inside. Move it now 2-0. And now immediately Troy Clonch is going to come have a chat with Schweitzer as he's running into some trouble here in this third inning. David McCabe waiting on deck here in this top of the third. Ballers and Green Jackets even at 1. End series opener. A busy week of baseball headed your way, folks. Oh, my goodness. This is the most action-packed week, I think, of the entire season, if I'm being honest. $2 Tuesday tonight, a whole flurry of concession items for $2. Then you got Education Day tomorrow, 11 a.m. A very busy day as this one's fouled off. This one's going to end up in the seating bowl. Heads up. Tiano move now to 2-1 on Ambioris Tavares. Again, 11 a.m. Education Day tomorrow. A whole bunch of school kids will be packing the ballpark. And then Thursday night, it's not just Thursday, it's Star Wars night. Going to be a fun one as this one's grounded back in the middle. Sanchez with a clean play. Throw to first. Did they get him? Yes, they did. Wilbur Sanchez. What a play up the middle of the infield. And he makes the grab and the throw over. That's not an easy play, folks, as Wilbur Sanchez with the 4-3 ground into the book. But certainly a more impressive thing than just writing a 4-3 in my scorebook. That's for sure. Bottom third headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Even now at 1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Top of the order, due up, Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the third inning, 1-1 your score as the Green Jackets even things up. Sprinkle on a swinging bunt, played by DeGrom. Pre-throw to first is not in time. Jordan Sprinkle legs out, an infield single. He's on base for the first time tonight as he hacks the first pitch, and it is grounded up the middle. DeGrom had a bit of make a tough play over there. Nonetheless, Sprinkle is at first with one on and nobody out. Mario Camilletti is going to get a turn. Sprinkle now extends his hit streak to 3 games in a row as he's on first. He is a bit of a speed demon out there as he'll get a first base opportunity. He's 3-for-4 in the year. Camilletti steps in, a broken bat bloop single his first time up. DeGrom Pre's pitch is outside, 1-0 is your count. Again, the Ballers 1-1 your score against Augusta. And what's been a pretty evenly contested game tonight. Pitch on the 1-0 is outside. Now even at 2-0. Camilletti, the Sterling Heights, Michigan product. Former Central Michigan infielder. Pitch in there for a called strike, 2-1. Camilletti actually led the entire NCAA in walks last year up at Central Michigan. Very impressive bat. That is very patient. I talked to him a little bit earlier today as a 2-1 before that. A quick check on the runner and Sprinkle not in time. I was talking to Mario a little bit earlier today. He said, man, I want to get the batting average up a little more. And he did that in his first at-bat with the bloop single. As Sprinkle going on the 2-1. Fastball to plate. Throwing a second hit. It's not even going to be close, folks. Jordan Sprinkle was going before the pitch was even delivered. And he slides in there safely. It's a stolen base for Sprinkle. He's now 4-for-5 on the year in stolen base attempts. The Ballers now with a runner in scoring position. And a 3-1 count on Camilletti. This trio here of Sprinkle, Camilletti, and Elko. And then even Baldwin in the cleanup spot. It's been very dangerous as I'm going to sound like a broken record. I just need to get it recorded and just play it like a little soundbite. Mario Camilletti takes a walk, folks. He'll go to first base. He takes ball 4. Sprinkle is at second, so now 2-1. And again, nobody out for the dangerous power bat of Tim Elko. Elko will step in. Again, 2-1 and nobody out. 0-for-1 on the day. He had a flyout into center his first time up. He is the Carolina League leader in a whole bunch of offensive categories. First pitch is up and in from Cedric to Grand Prix. 0-1 is what he wanted, but 1-0 is what he gets. Elko, the Carolina League leader in hits with 27, home runs with 6, RBI with 25, and total bases with 48. Batting a scorching 346 to start the year. 1-0 is just a bit outside now, 2-0 to Grand Prix. And his opponent, Tim Elko. Cedric to Grand Prix is at 43 pitches so far, 23 of them are strikes. Dealing with 2 on and nobody out against Elko. 2-0. This one's chopped out towards short. Tavares will make the play. Underhands the second for one. On to first. It'll be a double play. It does move the runner up, but it does sting a little bit as it is a 6-4-3 double play. Elko grounds out, and so the Green Jackets pick up 2 outs on the play. The runner does move to third and Sprink. Also runner on 90 feet away. And 2 down for Brooks Baldwin. As now it looks like they're going to make a late call. They said Elko safe at first. They're going to say that the first baseman didn't have his foot on his bag. On the bag at first, I should say. Justin Janis. They're going to say that he didn't have his foot on the bag. Immediately, manager Cody Gabella for the Augusta Green Jackets come out and says, hey, what's the deal here? As it looked like a pretty routine play where they had enough time. What Janis might have done is he definitely caught the ball and he had his foot on the bag. But what he might have done is he might have taken it off and took his stride forward before Elko touched the base, which would then negate it. So Elko is going to be called safe at the first base bag. So it is not a 6-4-3 double play. They're going to rule this one a fielder's choice for Elko. So he's at first. So it's runners on the corners and one down. Sprinkle and Elko at the corners. Baldwin's going to step in. Again with one out in the inning. De Grand Prix's first pitch to Baldwin is in there for a called strike. 0-1 your count. A little bit of confusion there, but we got it up here in the broadcast booth in Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-1 count on Baldwin. De Grand Prix sets glove of the waist. Pitch delivered. It's outside even at 1-1. Troy Claunch awaiting on deck. Ballers, one run on 3 hits. Green Jackets, one run on 2 hits. Ballers have much more of an offensive presence in this one so far. 1-1 is swung on and missed for strike 2. 1-2, your count on Baldwin. On the season, the Ballers have more of a presence on offense than the Green Jackets. Actually, Augusta in last place in the Carolina League in runs scored. With just 58 entering today, 1-2 cut on and missed for strike 3. It'll be a second punch out of the day for Cedric de Grand Prix, his second of the day, and it's the second out of the third. Troy Claunch is going to step in. Same situation, runners on the corners, and now 2 down. Claunch's first time up, plunked by a fastball in the arm. Pitch deliver, and he'll swing on this one and foul it off the catcher in Diamond. 0-1 your count. Claunch fouls that pitch off of the catcher. Sprinkle at third. Elko at first. Bottom third. Ballers even at 1-1 with the Augusta Green Jackets on a beautiful Tuesday evening. $2 Tuesday here at the ballpark. And what an action-packed week we got planned here. Star Wars night, post-game fireworks, Thirsty Thursday. All on the same night on Thursday. That pitch is just a bit inside to Claunch. 1-1 now your count. And then starting Friday, oh my, Kannapolis Q's weekend. We're breaking out the Q's alternate identity. Going with the black and Kelly green color scheme on the weekend. Pitch is up and outside on the 1-1 now, 2-1 to Claunch. The Piggy logo, going to be a whole lot of fun. Of course, out in left-slash-center field out beyond the ballpark. Jiggy with the Piggy all weekend. Big barbecue festival here in Kannapolis. It's going to be a whale of a time. 2-1 lifted high and foul by Claunch. Now even at 2-2. I'm looking forward to getting out there this weekend and trying all the barbecue, all the sides. You got to have some macaroni and cheese, some coleslaw. I'm more of a Western barbecue sauce kind of guy, a little ketchup base. I'll do the vinegar-based Eastern style too, but I'm not going to do a Choi Clonch strikeout. I don't like those. As Cedric DeGrandpre sits down Baldwin and Clonch for now the second and third outs of this third inning. The ballers will strand two. They're still even, though, 1-1 your score after a third of tonight's game, as, of course, that's the schedule. Top of the fourth headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Meat of the order due up for the Augusta Green Jackets in this top of the fourth inning as we are even at 1-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. David McCabe steps in, and we followed by Jeremy Celedonio and Ethan Workinger against Tyler Schweitzer. The lefty pitch is delivered. It's outside to McCabe. 1-0 is your count. David McCabe, of course, the switch hitting bat from Charlotte. 1-0 is just a bit inside. Moving to now 2-0. McCabe, a product of Charlotte, the 49ers. He is from Oshawa, Ontario. They call him the Big Maple. 2-0 fastball is in there for a called strike. Moving to now 2-1. McCabe against lefties, batting 200. He has three hits in 15 at-bats. 2-1 delivered by Schweitzer. Loses his footing on the bump. Pitches up and away, now 3-1. McCabe with two walks, five strikeouts. On the season, batting 222 overall, not just against lefties, it's both lefties and righties. 3-1 is inside, ball four. David McCabe draws a leadoff walk, and he'll take first base safely. One on, nobody out for Jeremy Celedonio. Jeremy Celedonio back in the second inning, struck out looking. He's got McCabe at first base now. Taking a peek at first is Schweitzer. Pitch on the way. Celedonio lifts this one high and foul over everyone's head. 0-1 your count. Wind continuing to blow out towards right field. Should favor the lefty bats tonight. Hopefully should see some more action. Schweitzer is 0-1. Just a bit inside. 1-1 now your count. Again, a busy day in the Carolina League. New series all beginning tonight. We had one game already go final. Education Day today at 11 o'clock in the first game of the series. How about that for a fine how do you do? Welcome to your new city where you're playing in for 6 days, and you got an Education Day to start it out. 1-2 now your count. Celedonio swings and misses. Carolina Mudcats and Delmarva Shorebirds are done with today's game. Carolina wins it 9-7. That's a great matchup. First and second place in the North Division for the Carolina League as the 1-2 is tattooed high and deep center field. Backtracking Logan Glass, he looks up, and that ball is out of here. It's a two-run shot, and that one was blasted off the bat of Jeremy Celedonio. It's his fourth home run of the season. McCabe's going to score on it as well, and Augusta turns the tables and now is on top 3-1 here in this fourth inning. Celedonio again, his fourth homer on the season. McCabe will score. Just like that, the Green Jackets have worked their way into a lead. Celedonio, his fourth homer. He's got his 10th and 11th RBIs as well. Morganger's pitch is placed in there perfectly by Schweitzer. 0-1 your count. Ballers now trailing 3-1. Morganger's pitch is in there by Schweitzer for a called strike. 0-2 your count now. Schweitzer's not had many problems on the bump this year. He's worked well. However, running into some trouble here against Augusta. Check swing. Did he go? No, says Michael Corbett. 1-2 your count. Chris Jenke is behind the plate. Michael Corbett out in the base paths. Yet a 1-2 count. Pitch delivered. This one's fouled off down the left field line. Keep the count at 1-2. Schweitzer on the bump, working quickly, trying to get out of this inning. Here's the 1-2. Fastball up and away, lost the handle on it. Now 2-2. Schweitzer with a four-pitch mix. Fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. Again, pitched at Ball State. He won in the MAC Conference Pitcher of the Year. As that's why. 2-2, he picks up a strikeout in that one. As Ethan Workinger is going to have a seat. Schweitzer picks up strikeout number 4 of the night. That'll send things toward Justin Janis. Top of the fourth here in Kannapolis. Ballers trailing 3-1 of the Green Jackets. Pitches up and in to Justin Janis. 1-0 your count. Schweitzer working quickly. Pitch delivered. This one is fact foul. 1-1 is now your count on Janis. There is a lefty warming in the bump for Augusta down the left field line. Schweitzer is 1-1 to Janis, is hacked out and missed. 1-2 your count. Dawson Diamond awaiting on deck. Schweitzer with four punch outs through 3 1/3. Here's the 1-2. Broken bat blooper by Janis in the infield. Sprinkle has to backtrack just shy of the outfield grass and makes the grab for the out. It'll be a P6 off the bat of Justin Janis. Two down now and nobody on for Dawson Diamond. Dawson Diamond will step in. Flew out to right field last time up in the third inning. He'll step in here in the fourth. Pitch is outside. I want to know your count. Schweitzer, the deep breath on the bump. Glove up near the chin. 1-0 is outside. Now 2-0. Shaking off the sign is Schweitzer, 2-0. Here's the pitch. Just a bit outside now, 3-0. So after the final this morning, Carolina and Delmarva. We're the only game in the Carolina League going on right now. Everyone else getting started about 7 o'clock as a 3-0 is inside. It'll be ball 4. Diamond will take a free pass. Schweitzer looked sharp to start this one. He retired his first 8 batters faced, and then he faced Jair Casanova. And he had a bit of a rough go. He let off that solo homer and then got out of it in the third after a single and a stolen base, picked up the ground out by Tavares. And here in this fourth, a walk, a home run. He's picked up 2 outs and then a walk issue to Diamond, which sends E.J. Exposito, the second baseman, to the plate. Exposito 0-for-1. He did have a fly out in that third inning. Out to Logan Glass in center. Exposito is going to step in with a runner on first in Diamond. Schweitzer looking out of the inning. Here's the first pitch. This one's grounded sharply in between third and short and into left field for a base knock. And then Carousel keeps on turning for Augusta. It's a single and a left for E.J. Exposito. He's now one for two. Diamond goes to second. So now two on, two down for Jair Casanova. Jair Casanova had the home run back in the third inning. Certainly would not have seen another one here. Would not like to see another one here, of course. Taking a look at second is Schweitzer. Pitch delivered outside. 1-0 is your count. Schweitzer looking in for the signs, of course. Trying to get out of this frame where he's been a little pressured. 1-0. Fouled off straight back. 1-1 now. Other games in the Carolina League tonight. Everywhere they're warming up. Lynchburg is in Charleston. Down East is in Fredericksburg against the Fred Nats in a North Division matchup. Myrtle Beach is in Columbia. A good matchup set there. And then Fayetteville is in Salem against the Red Sox. Pitch is up and away. 2-1 to Casanova. Now there is an arm warming for Kannapolis down the right field line. Looks like Fronder Veras getting loose down that right field line. Kind of an emergency situation where if Schweitzer cannot get out of this inning, Veras will be absolutely more than safe. Mound visit adjourned. Now Claunch is going to take his place. And Ballers trailing 3-1, top four here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the series opener. These two sides will face off six times total this week. This is the first of six. Schweitzer on the bump, running some trouble. 2-1, fouled off straight back, even now at 2-2. At second is Dawson Diamond. At first is E.J. Exposito. Schweitzer looks in for the signs. He'll come set, glove of the chest, 2-2. This one's grounded towards short. Sprinkle will field it cleanly, underhand to second, and in play is made. It'll be a fielder's choice, a 6-4 play to get E.J. Exposito. So the third out is had. Casanova is out on a fielder's choice. So that concludes the inning here in the top of the fourth. Green Jackets pick up two more. They're on top 3-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Kannapolis trails 3-1 here in Kannapolis. Lion Tapia leads off bottom four here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Logan Glass and Joanna Villariano to follow. Cedric DeGrandpree back out for his fourth inning of work as Tapia fouls off the first pitch he sees. Now down the line, foul 0-1 is your count. And bottom four here in Kannapolis. Ballers trailing 3-1. They're now being out hit 4-3. Still plenty of time left, though, for the Ballers to create some offense. Pitch fouled off by Tapia. 0-2 is your count. Again, started at 6 o'clock tonight. A little earlier start for $2 Tuesday. And then we'll have a 11 a.m. first pitch, bright and early. Bring some brunch for sure, or come grab brunch here at the ballpark. 0-2, swing and a miss at the plate. Cedric DeGrandpree picks up his fourth punch out of the day. He's punched out three in a row now as Tapia goes down swinging. First out is had of the fourth. That sends things to Logan Glass with nobody on. Again, 11 a.m. first pitch, scheduled time tomorrow. It's meant to be a bit of a chilly one tomorrow. It's supposed to be about mid-50s at first pitch. Maybe pop a hoodie on, grab a hot cup of coffee would be a good idea. Pitch outside to Glass, 1-0 your count. Maybe grab one of those biscuits. You get some cheese and some bacon, some sausage gravy, some chicken strips. 1-0 pops up in the infield after it is the catcher, Diamond. He will backtrack and make the grab for the out. A pop-out is had for Logan Glass. Two down now. He's now 0-for-2 on the day. And Joanna Bellariano is going to step in. I actually go to a place not too far from the ballpark here. They've got a biscuit that's got chicken strips and cheddar cheese and bacon. And then they smother the whole thing in apple butter. It's a heart attack waiting to happen, but it's tasty. Pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1, your count to Joanna Bellariano. If I eat that, I don't got to eat anything the rest of the day. I am fat, full, and happy. I'm usually fat and happy, though. 0-1, bit outside from DeGrandpree. Now 1-1, your count on Joanna Bellariano. 0-for-1 today. Struck out swinging in the second. Baller is looking to make themselves happy again. They trail 3-1 here in this bottom of the fourth. Pitches up and into Laureano. 2-1 your count. There are two arms tossing in the bullpen for Augusta. 2-1 from DeGrandpree is up and in on Laureano. 2-1 now moves 3-1. So now Cedric DeGrandpree with a 3-1 count on Joanna Bellariano. Two down, nobody on. Sets, here's the pitch. This one's chopped towards short. Coming in after is Tavares. He's going to have to hurry. He'll field it and throw to first in time for the out. A nice play at short by Ambiori's Tavares. Charges in and makes the ground ball play. A 6-3 ground out, and Cedric DeGrandpree is now sat down in his last five in a row. That completes the fourth in a 1-2-3 fashion. Top of the fifth, headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Top of the order due up here in this fifth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Augusta Green Jackets. Tyler Collins will step in. He'll show bunt on the first pitch and get it down. Schweitzer has to field it. He'll give field and fire to first in time for the out. One out is had. Collins, the nice 1-3 ground out. And one pitch, one out is all that's needed for Schweitzer here in this fifth inning. That'll send things toward Ambioris Tavares. Ambioris Tavares, 0-for-2 on the day, a strikeout and a groundout. Schweitzer in his fifth inning of work. He's good to go five innings. He's been very, very reliable in that fashion. Pitches in there for a called strike to Tavares. 0-1 your count. And the number 9 overall prospect in the Braves organization. He'll miss in the 0-1 now, 0-2. Oh, and 2 your count. Top 5, Green Jackets on top 3-1 in what's been a pretty tightly contested game. Tavares will foul off the 0-2. That one skirts down the line. Now keep the count at 0-2. We'll do it again. Again, what's set to be a fun week, not just off the field, on the field too. The Atlanta Braves bringing a whole bunch of top prospects on the bump. They've got number 2 and number 3 in their system on the roster. And Owen Murphy and J.R. Ritchie, that 1-2 combo. Pitch inside of Tavares, 1-2 your count. Both will pitch this week, including Murphy on Friday night against Tanner McDougal. 1-2, swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Tyler Schweitzer picks up his fifth punch out of the day. Ambioris Tavares is now 0-for-3 on the day. David McCabe will now get another turn at the plate with nobody on and two down. Some of these pitching matchups coming this week in Kannapolis are going to be a lot of fun to watch. Pitch delivered by Schweitzer, low and inside. Move it now 1-0 on McCabe. My pick for the pitching matchup of the week would be Friday night, Tanner McDougal against Owen Murphy. And what's set to be a fun one for sure. 1-0 in there for a called strike, 1-1. Murphy's the number 2 overall Braves prospect. Very highly regarded. And then Tanner McDougal ranked in the 20s, but the live wire on the bump with a high 90s heater. Pitch in there. 1-2 now your count. McCabe at the plate. Today has drawn a walk. He also struck out swinging in the first against Schweitzer. Batting now 222. Pitch on the way from the lefty. 1-2 in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Clutch. Evens now a 2-2. There are a few arms warming down the line for Augusta after Grand Prix's day would be done. 2-2 count. Schweitzer's pitch. Fouled off high and towers above the Atrium Health Ballpark sign. Count will stay put 2-2. Schweitzer working quickly. 2-2 on the way. Fastball up and away. McCabe has no trouble waiting on that one. Count will run full. McCabe from Oshawa, Ontario. Of course, a fourth-round pick in 2022 out of Charlotte. 3-2. Fastball is inside. Ball 4. David McCabe draws his second walk of the day. He'll take a free pass to first base, and it'll set things up for Jeremy Celedonio. David McCabe kind of known for that at Charlotte. He took a lot of free passes, a lot of walks. And when he didn't, he hit the ball hard. And out of the yard, usually quite a bit. They'll set things up for Celedonio. 1-2. We don't need a mirror of the fourth inning in which McCabe drew a walk. And then Celedonio hit a home run. His pitch inside, 1-0. Schweitzer, the lefty, trying to get through five innings of work for the fourth time this year. Again, this is start number 4 as the 1-0 is swung and a miss. Now 1-1 your count. Schweitzer quickly now at 86. He's definitely had a workload tonight. 1-1 lefty inside, now 2-1. I got a good crowd on hand, $2 Tuesday. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here on the broadcast. Dan Helody bringing you all the action here on Valley Sports Live and MILB TV. Pitch is just a bit low to Celedonio. Move it to now a 3-1 count on the Green Jackets DH. Got to imagine here if the walk is issued, Fronder Veras is in this ballgame. Schweitzer already at 88 pitches. 3-1 delivered. Fastball is in there for a called strike in the upper part of the zone. Count will run full. And Schweitzer is going to have an opportunity here with his 90th pitch of the night to go five innings. He can go 90 pitches for sure. 3-2 count, two down. McCabe at first. Here's the pitch from Schweitzer. Sun's lifted in the air center field. Logan Glass will backtrack, but he'll camp under it, and he'll make the grab for the out. A fly out into center for Celedonio, and that'll conclude the night, presumably, for Tyler Schweitzer on the bump. Ballers will head to their half of the fifth. They're trailing 3-1 here to the Augusta Green Jackets on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Wilbur Sanchez, the leadoff, bottom of the fifth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers out there on the at the plate. They'll face off against the new lefty on the bump for the Augusta Green Jackets, another top prospect in the Braves system. As Sanchez goes around on the bunt, a 0-1 count now on Chispa. Sanchez, Sprinkle, and Camiletti do up. Bottom five ballers trailing 3-1 to the Augusta Green Jackets. Pitch lifted high and foul. The 0-1 now 0-2. Adam Shoemaker, the big 6'6" lefty, 205-pound 20-year-old from Cambridge, will step in as the new arm on the bump. An 11th round pick in 2021 by the Atlanta Braves as Chispa fouls that one off. Moving to another 0-2 count on Sanchez. His first time up, grounded out to shortstop in Tavares. Shoemaker working quickly, 0-2 upstairs on Sanchez. Now 1-2 on the Ballers' second baseman. Ballers trailing 3-1 here in this one. They're being out hit 4-3. Pitch outside of the 1-2 now, 2-2. 2-2. Other games getting started here in the Carolina League. We got a bit of an early start as Sanchez waits on the 2-2. It'll be in the dirt now. Count will run full. Ballers still with some time, and they need to get some offense going as Sanchez lifts the 3-2 high in the air left field. Backtracking to the warning track is working. German Hill camp under it and make the grab for the out. A nice flyout by Wilbur Sanchez, but it comes up just short of a home run. So now nobody on and one down. Top of the order due up in Jordan Sprinkle. Pitch delivered. Sprinkle fouls this one off of the Atrium Health Ballpark sign. Ends up on the roof. 0-1 your count on the Rainmaker Sprinkle. 0-1 pitch from the lefty Shoemaker, who is working at a blazing pace. He is outside, 1-1 now. Shoemaker is 0-1 with a 0.89 ERA. Three games appeared. Last time out against Columbia. And Sprinkle will have a 2-1 count. 2-1 on the way. This one is fouled off. Another one coming at 2-2. Two count, one down. Sprinkle at the plate, pitch on the way. This one is lined into left field. That's going to drop in front of the left fielder Workinger and be a base knock for Sprinkle. Takes a heavy turn at first, but he'll stop there. It's a multi-hit game for the Rainmaker, Jordan Sprinkle, who has been very effective in getting on base today, giving the ballers some opportunities. How about the on-base threat now? Stepping to the plate, it's Mario Camaletti. Pitch delivered to Camaletti. It's just a bit inside. 1-0 is your count. Camaletti drew a walk last time up in the third. Elko waiting on deck. Shoemaker's pitch. A fastball placed in there for a called strike. 1-1. 1-1 count. One down. Bottom five. Ballers trail 3-1. At first is a Sprinkle. Camaletti with a bat on his shoulder. Shoemaker's pitch. Fastball up and in on Camaletti. 2-1 now. As for Shoemaker, last time out he got the loss in three innings, four hits, one run, five walks, and a strikeout against Columbia. As he'll check on the runner at first, it's not in time. Elko waiting on deck. Ballers trail by two. And their big power bat is awaiting to step in. Camaletti will hack at the 2-1. This one's lifted high and foul over everyone's head. Count evens at 2-2. Cedric DeGrom Pree's night is done with four innings of work. So it's Adam Shoemaker, the lefty on. Here's the pitch. Up and in, and it hits Camaletti in the shoulder. That one's going to leave a mark, and he will have to walk this one off. He'll take a free pass over to first, as Camaletti can't be in a lot of comfort for sure. Camaletti will take a free pass over. Tim Elko is going to step in with now two on and nobody out. This is just the power bat you want to step in. If you're the Kannapolis Cannonballers, trailing by two, you got two runners on, and Elko with one swing of the bat could hand the ballers the lead again. He certainly has been the power threat to start the year. Against the lefty now in Shoemaker. Pitch on the way. This one's fouled off straight back. 0-1 your count. Elko, of course, the Carolina League leader in a whole bunch of offensive positions. You look at what he's done this year against lefties, batting 308. One of his six homers has come via a lefty, five RBI. As he'll swing at this one in the 0-1 and lift this one in the air. Left field backtracking is Workinger. He's going to fall short of the wall, and he'll field it. Rounding third at home is Sprinkle. Sliding into third safely is Camaletti. And Tim Elko's hot start continues. It's an RBI double, and it cuts into the lead now as the Green Jackets held just a 3-2 lead. Sprinkle rounds third and scores. Camaletti is at third, and Elko slides in at second with a RBI double and sends things to Brooks Baldwin with two in scoring position and one down. Elko picks up his 26th RBI on the year. It is his fourth double of the campaign as well. He's been an extra base hit machine, 10 total on the season as Baldwin hacks this one high and foul down the line. 0-1 your count. Baldwin had an RBI single in his first at-bat of the day. And a double and then a pass ball with that RBI on the two-bagger. Oh, one is up and away now, 1-1 on Baldwin. Troy Claunch awaiting on deck. Bottom five, ballers trail 3-2. Pitch to Baldwin is hacked at and missed. 1-2 now your count. A good swing attempt by Brooks Baldwin trying to make something happen. Infield's playing in. You want to just pop it over their heads and in front of the outfielders. Or go over the outfielders. Either works. 1-2. This one's blooped into center. That's going to drop and be a base knock and more. Scoring is Camilletti. Elk goes hauling his way around third. He's going to score as well. It's a two RBI single off the bat of Brooks Baldwin. And the Ballers are back on top here in this fifth inning. They now lead 4-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. So Sprinkle scored on the RBI base knock from Elko, and then Camilletti and Elko cross the plate from Brooks Baldwin, who's now got a three RBI night here in this series opener. Brooks Baldwin chose violence this morning in this series opener, as now it looks like the pitching coach in Wes McGuire is going to come have a chat with Adam Shoemaker, who has certainly run into some trouble here in this fifth inning. He's allowed three runs. The Ballers now are back on top, 4-3. Troy Claunch is going to step in with a runner on first and one down. It looks like the righty Elizan Joseph getting loose down the line and left for Augusta. Should Adam Shoemaker not be able to get out of this frame? First pitch to Claunch. Runner going on the pitch. Pitch is outside of the plate. Throwing a second is not in time. Brooks Baldwin's in there safely with a stolen base. The Ballers' offense just has caught flames here in this fifth inning. Baldwin picks up his fourth stolen base on the season. Ballers have another runner in scoring position. Kannapolis certainly has hit their stride in this one against the lefty Shoemaker. 1-0 at the plate is now 2-0 as that one's outside and away as Claunch working himself into a better situation here. 2-0 count, one down. Shoemaker on the bump, glove at the chest, 2-0. Claunch swings and misses. That'll move things now to 2-1. Claunch batting 128 on the young season. He's 0-1 tonight at a strikeout last time up in the third. Dancing at second is Baldwin as Shoemaker will balk and then will send Baldwin to third. Shoemaker almost lifted the right leg on the play and then he went back to second as Baldwin was dancing. So good work by Baldwin and that is a balk. So now runner 90 feet away with Claunch at the plate. Basically any ball in play here hands the Ballers another run. 2-1. Fastball up and away. Now 3-1 to Troy Claunch. Now would be a good time for another balk if you're the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Baldwin's at third. He may dance around a little bit. McCabe at third for the Green Jackets. 3-1. Claunch will lift this one high in the air into foul ground. After this, the first baseman, Janice, he's got to hurry, but he won't get there in time as that one lands out near the Ballers' bullpen. Count will run now full on Troy Claunch. Claunch, the former Texas A&M Aggie, product of Vacaville, California. Lion Tapia waiting on deck, the third baseman. Shoemaker on the bump. Here's the pitch. Just a bit inside for ball four, and the Ballers' offense is just rolling as they'll pick up another free pass, this time from Troy Claunch. Runners on the corners, and still just one down in the frame. It sends things towards the way of Lion Tapia. Tapia steps in. He's 0-2 on the night. And a lineout and a strikeout. He'll swing and miss at the pitch. And this one's actually fouled off of the catcher in at Diamond. Looks like he'll take his time. 0-1 is your count on Lion Tapia. Again, a busy night here in baseball. The Carolina League has certainly had their share of action in this one. As the 0-1 is fouled off by Tapia, move it now to 0-2. Logan Glass awaiting on deck. Pitch is going to have to wait. They'll check on the runner at first. Not in time for Troy Klontsch. Oh, 2 count on Lyon Tapia. Here's the pitch from Shoemaker. This one's chopped towards short. Tavares will make the clean play to second for one on to first, and they do get the out at first. They will not get the run scored on the play. So the Ballers do pick up 3 runs in the fifth inning. They're back on top 4-3 here over the Augusta Green Jackets. New arm headed your way on the bump for the Ballers. Looks like Manuel Veloz will take over when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. New arm takes over on the mump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in this top of the sixth inning with the Ballers on top 4-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark in what is shaping up to be a nice nine to the plate for Kannapolis. 4 runs on 6 hits, but now they'll turn things over to Manuel Veloz on the bump. The piggyback situation now takes over. 6'2", 185-pound 22-year-old as Veloz's pitch is off the plate. Now at 1-1 on Ethan Werkinger. Veloz, a free agent signee in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox out of San Carlos, Venezuela. Veloz piggybacks off of Schweitzer tonight, who is now done. As that one's fouled off by Werkinger. 1-2 now is your count. Werkinger at the plate. Janis and Diamond also due up against the righty Veloz. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. This one is lifted in the air center field. Logan Glass in pursuit, but that's going to drop in front of him and be a base hit. Ball will be moved in, but it's a leadoff single for Ethan Werkinger. He's now 1-for-3 on the evening, and it'll set things up for the Augusta offense to hopefully not make too much noise, but we'll see what comes of it as Justin Janis will step in. Final line for Tyler Schweitzer. He goes 90 pitches, 55 of them are strikes. 5 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs all earned. He does walk 3, and he strikes out 5, the biggest oomph of the night, as he does allow 2 home runs. First pitch to Janis is grounded through in the right field. That's going to get through and be a base hit. And rounding second headed for third on the play is Werkinger. So now the Augusta Green Jackets are threatening. They've got 2 base runners on in the corners and nobody out. After back-to-back singles, and Dawson Diamond's going to step in. Well, the way the two sides have been picking up base hits tonight, the ball has been skipping through the infield tonight. It's leaving a bunch of dots out there, making the infield dirt look like a Dalmatian. Nonetheless, balls have been getting through the infield. And the Green Jackets now have picked up 2 base runners in this sixth inning before Manuel Veloz has been able to get a out recorded. Pitches off the plate, 1-0 your count. Exposito waiting on deck. Diamond at the plate is 0-for-1. He checks, swings on the 1-0. This one is grounded foul. 1-1 now on Dawson Diamond. The low is 1-0, the 6.10 ERA in 10 1/3 innings, 7 punchouts, 6 walks, 7 of those runs he's allowed have been earned. Has not pitched since the 23rd here at Atrium Health Ballpark against Charleston on that Sunday matchup. 1-1 is outside, 2-1. Last time he pitched, he went 4 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks, and 2 punchouts. Definitely a long reliever. As Diamond lifts the 2-1 in the center, Logan Glass will trail to his left and make the grab, tagging up from third and scoring on the play will be Ethan Workinger. And just like that, this ball game is tied. It's a sacrifice fly into center for Dawson Diamond. He does drive in the RBI. That'll send things to now a tie ball game, 4-4 your score. And that'll send things towards E.J. Exposito to now step in. Dawson Diamond gets the sac fly RBI. And now Exposito's at-bat will start. First pitch outside. 1-0 your count. Exposito singled last time up. He flew out in the third. Now we have a 4-4 game on our hands. The Lowe's will offer the 1-0. It's cut on and missed. 1-1 your count on E.J. Exposito. Velo's on the bump. Glove at the waist. 1-1. This one's popped up high and foul. Heads up. It lands on the roof. And it will not trickle down into the stands. Moves it out 1-2. As actually it does trickle down into the stands. Heads up down in there in the concourse. Exposito batting a sharp start to this one. Pitches inside. 2-2 now. E.J. Exposito, 5'11", righty from New York. Went to school at Long Island. A quick check on the runner down in time. A 16th round selection in 2022 out of Long Island by the Atlanta Braves. Closest Major League Baseball team to Kannapolis, of course, of the Atlanta Braves. 2-2 count, pitch on the way. This one's lifted in the air center field. Logan Glass will drift to his left. He's been a busy man this inning. He'll camp under it for the out. It'll be a flyout into center for E.J. Exposito. Two down now. That'll send things towards Jair Casanova. Of course, there's not a major league team in North Carolina. There's a bunch of minor league teams, but no major league baseball in North Carolina or South Carolina. The closest to Charlotte area slash Kannapolis is Atlanta, which is the Braves, of course, pitching there from Villos, 0-1 your count. And the next closest is D.C., the Washington Nationals, which is about 6 hours in the opposite direction. 0-1, Villos with the runner going, swing and miss at the plate, and throw in a second will not be had. It'll be a stolen base for Justin Janis, as there was really no objection to him swiping the bag. Nonetheless, 0-2 count, 2 down. Velo is one strike away from getting out of the jam. He'll step off the bump and to recollect his thoughts, take his time. 0-2 count, 2 down. 4-4 your score here in Kannapolis. Velo's with a look at second. Here's the pitch. Just a bit outside, 1-2 your count. Velo's has allowed 2 hits. The one run from Workinger. He has not walked anyone, but he's allowed those 2 hits. 1-2. Just a bit inside to Jair Casanova. Count will run even at 2-2. Top of the order, Tyler Collins. Awaiting on deck. 2-2 count. Velo's will offer the pitch. This one's lined down the line. Fair ball down the left field line. That's going to be a base knock and more. Rounding third, headed home is Janis. Stopping at first is Jair Casanova. And the good times keep on rolling for the Green Jackets nine-hole man as he picks up another RBI on his night, his second of the evening. He's now 2-for-3 at the plate. is Jair Casanova. It's an RBI single, and it hands Augusta the lead again in this back-and-forth ballgame. 5-4 your score, top of the order, and Tyler Collins will now step in. This game has been back and forth. First pitch, runner going. First pitch of the plate, swing and a miss. Throwing a second, and Sprinkle can't hold on to it cleanly. Stolen base in the book for Jair Casanova. So now runner in scoring position and two down. It is an 0-1 count as Collins swung and missed at the plate. Collins on the day, 1-for-3 and a single in the third. He stole a base as well. Veloz takes a look at second, 0-1. Swing and a miss, caught off guard by a breaking ball. 0-2 your count. And Bioris Tavares awaiting on deck. Top six, Ballers Jail now 5-4. Here's the Lowe's 0-2. Ends inside, almost hits Collins. Count is now 1-2. One, two count. Veloz looks at second. Here's the pitch. This one's chopped in fair play. It is a fair ball. And the catcher, Claunch, is going to pick the ball up and flip it over to first. And the play is made for the out. It is about a two-foot fair ball. But Tyler Collins is put out on the play, a 1-3 play. And he concludes the top of the sixth inning. The Green Jackets pick up two more runs. And they now lead it 5-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bottom six headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Logan Glass will lead it off bottom of the sixth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, with the Ballers trail now 5-4 to the Augusta Green Jackets, as Logan Glass will waste no time. He'll lift this first pitch high in the air into left center field. Over from left is Workinger. He'll camp under and make the grab for the out. One pitch is one out here in this bottom of the sixth inning. That'll send things towards the right fielder in Joannaville Laureano. New arm is Elizan Joseph, the righty, 6-foot, 170-pound, 22-year-old. Born in San Pedro de Macorís, Dominican Republic, international free agent signee in 2019 by the Atlanta Braves, is Elizan Joseph, the third arm used tonight by the Augusta Green Jackets. First pitch to Laureano is in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. Ballers again trailing 5-4. They give up two runs to the Green Jackets in that sixth inning. Now Laureano will get the 0-1 in there. Now 0-2. Augusta's pitching has been sharp. Their offense has shown up tonight as well. They're not a team that scores a ton. But when they do here tonight, it's been useful. 0-2. This one's lifted in the air high and deep left field. Backtracking is the left fielder Workinger, but it's not going to get there. Ball hits off the bottom of the wall in Triples Alley. And Joannaville Laureano slides in safely into second. He's got a double now in this sixth inning. With one down, the runner in scoring position at second. It'll send things towards La Chispa, Wilber Sanchez. Sanchez with an opportunity to provide some offense here for Kannapolis. As Joanna Lariano with a double. Picks up his first double on the season. Sanchez with 5 RBI on this young season. Still looking for some more offense. Pitches outside, 1-0 your count. Sanchez entering ninth, batted 200 right of the Mendoza line. He's got 2 doubles. Last time I played out on Saturday, 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts and a run scored. Pitch on the way, swings at the 1-0 and misses, now 1-1. Again, wind blowing out towards right field. So the righty bat of Sanchez doesn't get too much help from it. 1-1 count, looking at second is Joseph. Here's the 1-1. Swinging a foul tip into the mitt of the catcher, Diamond. Moving to now 1-2. Elizan Joseph, a fastball and a slider combo, that's it. Picked up the win in the season opener, pitched the 9th and 10th innings. Last pitch on the 30th against Columbia, pitching in a 2/3 with no runs allowed. Pitch delivered, and this one's fouled off by Chispa. And it'll end up down the line. Keep the count at 1-2. Elizan Joseph, not a long outing guy. He only goes about 2 innings or so at a time. 1-2 count with a peek at second. Lariano with a good lead. Here's the 1-2. Up and in on Wilbur Sanchez. Almost buzzes the tower. Count evens at 2-2. Top of the order, and Jordan Sprinkle due up. Sprinkle awaiting on deck. He's got a multi-hit game. Joseph with a look at second, 2-2. Bring him up, got him looking, called strike 3. It's a strikeout looking for Wilbur Sanchez. He's now 0-for-3. That'll be 2 down. Runner stays on second. And it'll send Jordan Sprinkle to the plate. Sprinkle steps in, a multi-hit game. He's got a pair of singles. Pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 your count on Sprinkle. And a single in the third, a single in the fifth. He stole a base in the third, scored a run in the fifth. And a ground out in the first as well. 0-1 from Joseph. Fastball upstairs. Evens now at 1-1. Lariano at second and a double. Sprinkle with a slightly open stance. Elizan Joseph offers the 1-1. Sprinkle corkscrews this one towards first. Played well by Janice. Underhands to first. Did he get there? No. Jordan Sprinkle is put out on a 3-1 ground out. A nice hustle down the line from the Rainmaker. But a good cover by Elizan Joseph. And it is a 3-1 ground out for the third out in the sixth inning. We are in the back third of baseball officially. The ballers get a double off of that of Joanna Bill Lariano, but nothing else. It'll send things into the seventh after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. 2-3-4, two up in the order for the Augusta Green Jackets in this top of the seventh inning. Ambioris Tavares will lead it off. He's 0-3. He gets his first try at Manuel Veloz, and he certainly takes a try there. Swings and misses. Now count moves 0-1 on Ambioris Tavares. Tavares, McCabe, and Celedonio do up as the Ballers trail 5-4 to the Augusta Green Jackets here at Atrium Health Ballpark on a chilly Tuesday night in May. 0-1 is fouled off now, 0-2. There is no reason for it to be this chilly in May now. It is lower 60s, upper 50s. Supposed to be mid to upper 50s tomorrow for 11 o'clock first pitch. Be a chilly one here at the ballpark. The wind's certainly not helping, of course. 0-2 is off the plate and outside. 1-2 is your count. We're right at a grand total of 60 degrees at the moment here in Kannapolis. 1-2 outside, 2-2 your count. Not normal for this time of year, I will say that. Normally we get temperatures up in the 80s. It's very pleasant. 2-2. Fouled off by Tavares over everyone's head. Straight back. Count will stay put. 2-2. As now the manager and Pat Leland and the trainer and Austin Smith are going to come out and have a chat with Troy Klaunch. Looks like Klaunch got a piece of that bat off of the chin or the ball. Couldn't quite tell from here. Looks like Klaunch is okay. 2-2 count again. Nobody out. Ambioris Tavares at the plate. Top prospect in the Braves organization. Veloz with the 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Just a bit inside. A good eye from Tavares. Count will run full. David McCabe awaiting on deck. He'll have to turn around and bat lefty for the first time today. 3-2. This one is half-heartedly swung and lifted down the line in right. That'll pop over the head of a fan and end up in the concourse area. Cal moves to 3-2. Again, Ballers trailing 5-4. Here's the pitch. Lifted high and foul again. Basically the same spot. Manuel Veloz on the bump for his second inning of action. Had a bit of a rough go of it in the sixth, allowing two runs. Here's the 3-2. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, caught him off guard on a breaking ball. Ambioris Tavares is now 0-4 on the night with a trio of strikeouts that'll send things towards the way of David McCabe. David McCabe steps in. He's drawn walks in his last two at-bats. He struck out swinging in the first against Tyler Schweitzer. Pitch delivered. Veloz with a breaking ball puts it in there for a strike. 0-1 is your count. McCabe, the switch hitter, turns around and will bat lefty. 0-1, just a bit low and inside. Now 1-1 your count. McCabe, of course, the Oshawa, Ontario native, a product of Charlotte just down the road. Pitch inside and low, 2-1. He's got a cheering squad down there. Bunch of the Diamond Niner Report. Bringing a bunch of fans here. Of course, the 49er baseball and softball teams are in action. So the teams aren't here tonight. I'm sure they'll be here later this week, though. Check out their buddy and Dave McCabe. Pitch in there for a strike, 2-2. This is the only trip Augusta makes here this year. As the 2-2 is swung and missed to the plate, he struck him out. Manuel Veloz, back-to-back punch-outs to start this seventh inning. He's retired the last three he's faced. They'll send things towards Jeremy Celedonio. Jeremy Celedonio had the two-run homer in the fourth. Definitely has helped matters for Augusta in this one. Celedonio, a slightly open stance. First pitch on the way from Veloz, a breaking ball put in there for a strike. 0-1 your count. Pitch on the way in the 0-1 from Veloz. It's put in there for a strike. Just a bit outside, though, according to the umpire. 1-1 your count. Veloz on the bump, looking to get out of the inning. Send the Ballers back to the plate, 1-1. Wanting to swing at it with Celedonio. He didn't go around, though. K Count goes to now 2-1. Fast starts on offense all around the Carolina League tonight. And a lot of offense early in games that started at 7. Pitch inside now 3-1 to Celedonio. Bottom third in Charleston. Lynchburg on top 3-1 over the River Dogs. Top of the fourth down east, one up 1-0 on the Fred Nats up in Fredericksburg. As the 3-1 is inside to Celedonio, it's a two-out walk. That's a free pass issue to Celedonio. He's on base for the second time today. It'll send things towards Ethan Werkinger. Bottom third, Columbia on top 3-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans down at Segar Park in Columbia. And then top of the third in Salem, the Red Sox hosting the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And they're on top 4-2 over the Peckers up in Salem. First pitch of the plate, it's a strike at the plate, throwing to first, second, and they got him at second. Celedonio trying to swipe the bag. A strike in the plate, it doesn't matter. And Celedonio picks up the nice play. That'll send us into the seventh inning stretch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A nice play behind the dish by Troy Klaunch, and that'll conclude the inning. Bottom seven headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Bottom of the seventh inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Kannapolis Cannonballers trailing the Augusta Green Jackets 5-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Mario Camilletti, Tim Elko, and Brooks Baldwin do up. Elizan Joseph back out on the bump as Camilletti lifts this one high and foul down the third baseline. David McCabe can't get the track on the ball. 0-1 is your count. Camilletti stays alive at the dish. Camilletti, Elko, and Baldwin again two up. Ballers trail by one. Camilletti steps in to lead off the frame. What better a batter to step in and lead it off than the guy leading the Carolina League in walks. He has drawn one tonight. He drew a free pass in the third. He had a single in the first as well. As the 0-1 is just a bit inside, 1-1. Every time Camilletti stepped to the plate tonight, he has reached base. A single, a walk, and a hit-by-pitch. There are a total of 9 different ways you can reach first base safely. Camilletti's got 3 of those different ways knocked out tonight as he check swings on the 1-2. 1-2 remains your count now on Camilletti. Scored 2 runs tonight for Kannapolis, 2 of their 4 total. It's been this part of the order that has gotten on base and produced. 1-2 outside from Elizan Joseph, even at 2-2. Joseph, the most amount of walks he's put in a outing is 3. He's struck out 3 times as well. He's got a one punch out through one inning of work. 2-2 is low. Camilleni just watches that one sail by. Kennel will run full. Camilleni a slightly open stance. 3-2 count. Elizan Joseph on the bump. Elko waiting patiently on deck. The baller is in desperate need of some offense. They are running out of time. 3-2. Chop towards first. Cleanly played by Janis. He will field it, fire, and step on the bag and retire. Mario Camilleni. That is a 3-U put out. First out is had. That'll send things towards Tim Elko. Elko steps in, had a double in the fifth inning, a fielder's choice in the third, and a flyout in the first. Elko hacks at the first pitch, grounds it back towards the mound on a swinging bunt. Elizan Joseph fields it and underhands the first for the out. Just like that, it's the second out. It's a 1-3 ground out. Two down now, and Brooks Baldwin's going to step in. Baldwin has been the big contributor of the night for Kannapolis. He's got a two-hit night, 2-for-3 with a trio of RBI. He has looked exceptionally good at the plate tonight against this Green Jackets pitching staff. As he'll swing the pitch and miss, 0-1 your count. Baldwin a double in the first, a single in the fifth. The double produced one RBI, and the single produced two. Pitch outside in the 0-1, now even at 1-1. Baldwin moving the average up to 316 on the season. 1-1 count, Elizan's pitch. This one is fouled off ever so slightly. 1-2 remains your count. Claudia waiting on deck. Elizan Joseph through an inning and two-thirds with one strikeout. Taking a peek in for the signs. Ballers trail by one. Here's the 1-2. Baldwin chops this one foul. Keep the count there. We'll do it again. Wind continuing to blow out towards right. In a game that has seen a few home runs, but all from the Green Jackets. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Skips in the dirt. Ball travels about 57.25432 feet. Very specific fraction, or decimal. Not even that great at math up here. It's 2-2 on Brooks Baldwin here in this bottom of the seventh inning. Green Jackets lead at 5-4. Elizan Joseph's pitch. Swing and missed. Brooks Baldwin goes down swinging at a pitch in the dirt from Elizan Joseph. He picks up his second of the day. That concludes seven innings of baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Top eight headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Ethan Workinger steps in top of the eighth inning. Manuel Veloz back out of the bump. He's done two innings of work tonight. The Ballers still down by one, though. They trail 5-4. Here in this top of the eighth inning, Workinger steps in. Veloz with a 1-0 count. He'll deliver the pitch. This one is blooped in the air, shallow center field. Backtracking is Wilmer Sanchez. He'll camp under to make the grab for the out. A soft pop out into a shallow center. Wilmer Sanchez makes the catch for out number one of the inning. That'll send it to Justin Janis, the first baseman. Janis tonight reached on a single in the sixth inning, a pop out in the fourth, and a line out in the second. As he wastes no time there, pitch lifted in the air into right field. Laureano comes over and makes the grab on the run for the out. A fly out into right for Justin Janis, and just like that, it's two down now, and two up is Dawson Diamond. There is a righty warming down the line for Augusta. It would be their fourth arm used tonight. The Ballers are on arm number two and Manuel Veloz in what's expected not to be a bullpen night. After Veloz, Ballers really probably shouldn't need any other arms tonight. Pitch outside, 1-0 your count. Veloz at 2 2/3. He definitely can finish the rest of this game out. Should he not run into trouble. 1-0 is outside, 2-0. E.J. Exposito awaiting on deck. Diamond's pitch is inside, now 3-0. Veloz had the same issue last inning. He had two quick strikeouts, and then he ran into a walk. As he got a 3-0 count, pitch on the way to Diamond. This one's right down Broadway for a strike. Count will move to 3-1. Favorable hitter's count on the catcher. Here's the 3-1. This one's dropped towards short. Sprinkle makes the clean play, and he'll move left and fire to first in time for the out. It'll be a 6-3 ground out for Dawson Diamond, and it's a quick 1-2-3 inning on the bump for Manuel Veloz, which is exactly what the doctor ordered. Ballers have six outs to work with. They trail by one here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the series opener. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network on Valley Sports Live. Troy Clonch will step in, bottom of the eighth inning. A new arm on the bump for the Augusta Green Jackets. 6'1", 176-pound righty in Landon Harper, but Troy Clonch gets the better of him. First pitch is blooped into left center for a base hit. Troy Clonch changes his tides on the day. He's got his first hit of the day. He's 0-1-4-2 now, and Landon Harper now has a base runner to deal with. One on and nobody out for Lion Tapia. Landon Harper, 6'1", 176-pound, 21-year-old out of Meridian, Mississippi, a product of Southern Miss, a 14th-round pick in 2022 by the Atlanta Braves. Again, Landon Harper, former Southern Miss Golden Eagle. As that pitch is low to Lion Tapia, 1-0 is your count. Landon Harper appearing for Southern Miss before they shifted over into a new conference. They were in Conference USA for a while, so they're very familiar with each other. Our Landon Harper and David McCabe playing each other so often in Conference USA. Tapia hacks at the 1-0, 1-1 your count. Harper working quickly. 1-1 pitch is on the way. Tapia hacks and misses, 1-2. Troy Klontsch at first base, not a major stolen base threat. Landon Harper, fastball, slider, changeup. He was the last of the Braves' 22 picks to sign. He began his college career at Pearl River Community College in Poplarville, Mississippi. Pitched for 2 years there, then transferred to Southern Miss. Had a breakout year with 50 strikeouts and just 9 walks in the year. 1-2 to Tapia is low and inside, evens at 2-2. Logan Glass awaiting on deck. Certainly would be a nice bat to step in if you can have some runners on base. Glass, of course, a power threat. 2-2 to Tapia. He does not go around. That pitch is just a bit outside. Count will run full. And they're going to say Lyon Tapia swung and missed on the play. He is not a fan of that call at all. Tapia is, in fact, irate. They're going to say he went around on the check swing. So that will be strike three. The appeal to the infield umpire. Now Lyon Tapia absolutely is not thrilled. Now he's motioning over at the umpire. He's cussing him out, if anything. And Tapia definitely saying some not too nice words. Nonetheless, one down, runner still on. Logan Glass is in. First pitch delivered. It's a strike. 0-1 your count. So Lyon Tapia goes around on the pitch from Landon Harper, who picks up the strikeout. 0-1, lifted high and foul by Logan Glass. Now 0-2. Tapia irate, and probably for the right reasons. Check swing didn't look all that off of his bat. Didn't look off the shoulder at all. Nonetheless, inning continues. 0-2 count on Glass. Here's the pitch. Just a bit outside and low in a slider. 1-2. Glass is 0-3 today. A couple of flyouts, and he popped out as well. But he's put balls into play. 1-2 count. Klontsch still at first. Joanna Villariano waiting on deck. Pitch coming from Harper. Up and in on Logan Glass. Almost hits him in the chinny chin chin. Evens at 2-2. Logan Glass is a tough guy to hit in the chin. At 6'4", 215 pounds. Not a small human. But the 21-year-old stays alive and now a 2-2 count. Harper sets on the bump, glove of the chest. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Logan Glass goes down, swing and a miss, and it looked like a changeup off the arm of Landon Harper. So now two down, runner stays on, and Joanna Villariano will step in. So Harper, after that leadoff single, has now struck out back-to-back batters. And Joanna Villariano is going to get a turn with a runner on. Pitch delivered to Lauriano. It's just a bit inside and low. 1-0 your count. Lauriano a double in his last at-bat in the sixth. Maulers with four outs to work with. They trail by one. Tying run at first. Go-ahead run is at the plate in Joanna Villariano. 1-0. This one is tapped foul. Move it to 1-1. Lauriano with a 1-1 count. Landon Harper certainly looked impressive. His last time out against Columbia, 4-1/3, he got the win. Just one hit and one run with six punch-outs. 1-1 in the dirt again, now 2-1. Nine-hole man and Wilbur Sanchez due up. Decent lead at first for Clonch. Harper comes set, 2-1. Laureano laces this one into the gap in right center. That's going to drop and roll all the way to the wall. Rounding second headed for third is Clonch. They're going to send him home. Throw comes in from the outfield. It's going to be a play at the plate. Clonch slides in. His hand touches the plate. The ball gets loose, and it is an RBI double. Off the bat of Joannaville Laureano, Clonch will score, and this ball game is back even, 5-5 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's a multi-hit game for Joannaville Laureano, and he picks up an RBI double. Troy Clonch hustles around from first to home on the play. This ball game is tied in the eighth inning. And oh my, Wilbur Sanchez will now step in. Two down, and the go-ahead run is at second. Ballers with a big opportunity here. If they're able to send this one into the ninth inning with a lead, it would certainly shut the door on what's been a back-and-forth game. Harper's first pitch to Sanchez, low and away on a slider, 1-0 your count. Sanchez is 0-3 tonight. He's put two balls into play, a ground out to the shortstop and a fly out into the left fielder in Workinger. Laureano with a good lead, 1-0. Low and outside, 2-0 now. Laureano tattooed that ball into the right center field gap, and the wind helped him, honestly, as it is blowing out towards that right field bar. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch from Harper. This one's lifted in the air center field. Trailing after it is Collins, drifting towards his left thanks to the wind, and he'll camp under to make the grab for the out. Wilbur Sanchez flies into center field. That will conclude the inning, but damage done. The Ballers will send this one into the top of the ninth inning. Ballers are tied with the Augusta Green Jackets 5-5 here in the top of the ninth inning. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. E.J. Exposito steps in to lead things off. Top of the ninth inning, Manuel Veluz back out on the bump for another inning of action. Pitch delivered. This one is chopped foul by Exposito. It'll be 0-1 your count. Top nine Ballers even things up in the eighth inning. 5-5 your score in what's been a pretty solid ball game. This one back and forth all night. Manuel Veluz with an 0-1 count. Here's the pitch to Exposito. It's just a bit outside. Evens up at 1-1. Exposito, Casanova, and Collins do up. Veloz is 1-1, is outside and low, picked up by Clonch, now 2-1. Again, awaiting is Casanova, who has had himself a day at the plate, a home run and a single. 2-for-3 with a pair of RBIs. This one's fouled off straight back. 2-2 is your count. Ballers even things up on an RBI double from Joannaville Laureano, who definitely put a solid day's work in at the plate. He's got a pair of doubles. 2-2 from Veloz. Just a bit outside. Count will run full, a close call. E.J. Exposito almost had to take a seat on the bench. Count will run full. Nobody out in a tie ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 3-2. Inside ball four. Exposito is going to take a free pass to lead off the ninth inning. And the plot just keeps on thickening here at Atrium Health Ballpark in a back-and-forth game. The Ballers will now have some work to do to get out of this inning. As an nine-hole man in Jair Casanova steps in. Jair Casanova is going to step in. Runner on first in Exposito. Clonch will come to the mound and have a chat with Veloz. As for Jair Casanova, a single last time up in the sixth. He stole a base as well. A home run in the third. It was a solo shot, so he's 2-for-3. It is a mound visit again for Kannapolis. And 5-5 your score. Appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here on Valley Sports Live, MILB.TV, free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. Of course, this is a really, really solid series opener. Tie ball game in the ninth inning. Pitch in there to Casanova, 0-1 your count. Good lead at first for Exposito. Veloso going to lead. He'll check on the runner, not in time. 0-1 remains your count. Veloso has been able to get out of some innings in his three innings of work. He had a rough go of it in the sixth. Had a unconventional 1-2-3 in the seventh. Had a conventional 1-2-3 in the eighth. Here in the ninth, the leadoff walk, but he hums a fastball right by Casanova. 0-2. Top of the order, and Tyler Collins awaiting on deck. 0-2 count on Casanova. Another big lead for Exposito at first. Veloz sets glove at the waist, 0-2. Fastball just a bit up and away, 1-2. As for Exposito, who is on base, certainly a speed threat. Exposito has not attempted a stolen base yet this year, as he'll have to wait. The 1-2, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Manuel Veloz picks up another strikeout, his third of the night. One down now, runner still on, and that'll send it to Tyler Collins. As now we'll get a quick time call to manager Pat Leland's going to come out and have a chat. He's going to have to hurry this one up as Pat Leland comes out. Manuel Veloz's night is done. He's at 60 pitches, 3 1/3 innings pitched tonight with 3 strikeouts. But we have a new arm on the way. It's Billy Seidel. We'll turn things over to the righty Seidel here in this ninth inning. We'll be right back after a short break in the Ballers at Baseball Network. New arm of the month for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's the righty, the closer, Billy Seidel, 6 foot, 220-pound, 23-year-old, a 15th-round pick. Seidel's going to step off on the bump, but now they got him in a pickle. Elko at first with the ball. Now he flips it towards Sprinkle, and they tag out the runner. It's a pickle, and just like that, no base runner to deal with as Exposito's put out on a 1-3-6 picked off, caught stealing. Just like that, two down. So a 1-3-6. Now two down in the inning. No pitch yet to Tyler Collins. Billy Seidel, with good presence of mind, he recognized the base runner, stepped off the rubber and made the throw over and started the pickle. And they got him in the rundown. First pitch to Collins is outside. 1-0 your count. Seidel has been nothing but sharp in this one, this late season last year, and this early season this year. He has looked superb. 0-1. Collins lifts this one high and foul, 0-2. Seidel, 1-0 with a 0.96 ERA. In 9 1/3 innings, he's allowed just 3 hits. He struck out 14. Opponents are batting just 129 against the righty of Billy Seidel, the former Duke Blue Devil. There's a 1-1 count. Sets Seidel's pitch. This one's blooped into left field. Coming in after it is Brooks Baldwin. He's going to have to hurry, but he makes the grab on the run for the out. Just like that, a very unconventional 1-2-3 inning for the Ballers as they get the combination of Veloz and Seidel on the bump to get out of the inning. And now the Ballers are going to head to the ninth inning with a tie ball game in hand. And again, just one run's all you need to send the fans home happy here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Well, this one's a doozy, folks. Bottom of the ninth inning, a tie ball game, 5-5 your score. The Ballers are out hitting the Augusta Green Jackets 9-7, and they're looking for a victory here in this series opener at home as they'll send Jordan Sprinkle to the plate. First pitch from Landon Harper's in there for a strike, 0-1 is your count. Ballers have Sprinkle, Camiletti, and Elko due up. Bottom nine, Ballers need one run to take the game in the series opener. Sprinkle looks at the 0-1 now, 0-2. Again, they tied the game in the bottom of the eighth on a Joanna Villariano RBI double. Troy Claunch scoring on that one in a first-to-third hustle play. Pitch in the dirt to Sprinkle, 1-2 your count. Landon Harper back out for his second inning of action. Sprinkle, a multi-hit game today. He's 2-for-4. 1-2 count, here's the pitch. In there on the outside corner for a called strike three. Landon Harper looks and gets his third strikeout of the day. Jordan Sprinkle goes down looking. First out is had. Mario Camaletti is going to step in now. Mario Camaletti will step in. Nobody on, one out. Camaletti has reached base in all but one of his at-bats today. Grounded out last time up in the seventh. As the Augusta infield on the right side is shifted. Pitch inside to Camaletti, 1-0. First baseman in Janis is hugging the right field line. Playing basically up the middle is Exposito. There's a big hole in between second and first as the 1-0 is chopped towards second. Cleanly played by Exposito and now flipped to first. Camaletti is out on a 4-3 ground out. Two down, bottom of the ninth inning in a tie game. And the Ballers will send Tim Elko to the plate. Well, what better guy you want at the plate than Tim Elko? Carolina League leader in average, home runs, RBI, you name it, he's on top. First pitch from Landon Harper delivered. It's inside, 1-0 your count. Elko going to school in Mississippi as well. He went to Ole Miss, where he was a Rebel. Landon Harper went to Southern Miss, was a Golden Eagle. 1-0 is in there, 1-1 your count. Elko tonight has been relatively quiet. He did have a double in the fifth inning as part of that three-run inning for the Ballers as he hacks at the 1-1, and this one's lifted high and foul. Out of play. It hits off the top of the Atrium Health ballpark side. Count will move to 1-2. Ballers down to their last strike. One more strike, and we send it to extra innings for the first time in this season as Elko chops this one up the middle, backhanded by the second baseman, Exposito. He's going to have to hurry, but he'll fire to first in time. For the out, it'll be a 4-3 ground out. And for the first time all season, the Kannapolis Cannonballers are headed two extra innings here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick break, top of the 10th, headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Billy Seidel on the bump to resume matters in what's now free baseball. It is top of the 10th inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Billy Seidel is on the bump, and he will ask for a fresh baseball again as Ambiori's Tavares will step in. The runner is placed at second. It's Tyler Collins, so he is at second base as a free ghost runner, essentially. This is the first game the Ballers have made it to extra innings, as now Seidel will get the hit-by-pitch as Tavares gets the plunk up on the arm. So Tavares is going to take a free pass over. So he gets hit, and now runners on second and first with nobody out. It's not the worst thing in the world, if quite honestly, if you are the Kannapolis Cannonballers, as Billy Seidel now sets up the force out. So essentially, it's not terrible. You have an out at every base now. If any base you throw to, it's a force out. However, it just puts more runners on, which is never fun. David McCabe's going to step in a tie ball game. Nobody out. Two on. Seidel still on the bump. Takes a peek at first. Dancing is Collins. Here's the first pitch to McCabe. Fastball is upstairs. 1-0 your count. Again, Collins freely placed as the runner to start the inning per minor league baseball rules. And McCabe is at the plate in extra innings. He is 0 for 2 tonight with a pair of walks. 1-0 is inside and low now, 2-0. Seidel, of course, the former Duke Blue Devil. McCabe, the former Charlotte 49er. Just down the road. 2-0 count. Taking a peek at second is Seidel. Here's the pitch. Fastball is on the inside corner, 2-1. David McCabe, the third baseman tonight. Jeremy Celedonio awaiting on deck. He's had himself a hot night at the plate. 2-1, Seidel with a look at second. Pitch on the way. Just a bit inside and low, now 3-1. McCabe with a good eye at the plate. He certainly did that in college, drew a whole bunch of walks. He had the walk record at one point in 2022 with the Charlotte 49ers. Walked a stupid amount of times. I want to say like 13 times in four games. It was craziness. 3-1 count. Time call at the plate. It's a pitch clock violation on the pitcher. So McCabe's going to take a free pass to first. It'll be ball four. And that will load the bases here with nobody out in the 10th inning. So a little frustration probably setting in now for the ballers as McCabe will take a free pass for the third time tonight. It is a pitch clock violation allowing McCabe to take the free pass. So now Jeremy Celedonio is going to step in. Celedonio's got one home run tonight. He's got the bases loaded and nobody out. The throw is going to be to home as he goes around on the first pitch. 0-1 your count. Veloz went a few innings. Seidel takes over in the ninth. He's looked sharp all year. See if he can get out of this tough, tough jam. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt. Clutch blocked. But Celedonio went chasing. Billy Seidel had him fooled. I don't think there's an arm that Pat Leland would want more on the bump currently than Billy Seidel, considering the shutdown numbers he's put up all year. He has yet to allow a run. As his last time out, he only allowed the one hit in an inning and a third. Three punch outs as well. 0-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He went around and he struck him out. Billy Seidel picks up his first punch out of the night. Jeremy Celedonio is down swinging and missing. Ethan Workinger is going to step to the plate now. This is going to be a tough matchup here. If you are Billy Seidel, as Ethan Workinger just has a knack for putting the ball in the air. Certainly going to be a tough at-bat here. A ball on the ground would be exceptionally nice here. As the first pitch is delivered, it's in there for a called strike, 0-1. 0-1 count on Workinger. He had a single in the sixth inning. He's 1-for-4 on the day. Seidel sets, glove at the belly. 0-1. In the dirt, low, clutch blocks, 1-1. If you're Ethan Workinger, you want a ball in the air. That would allow Collins to tag from third and score. If you put a ball in the ground here and it stays in the infield, the ballers just need a double play. And then it stays tied and goes to the bottom of the 10th. A strikeout here would be nice as well if you're Billy Seidel. It would set up Janis on deck. 1-1 count. Seidel's pitch. In the dirt and low again. Blocked by Clonch, 2-1. Seidel not prone to the free pass. Five walks. And now 10 and a third innings pitched on the season. Hasn't drawn a walk since the 26th in Carolina against the Mudcats. Two appearances ago. 2-1. Just a bit inside on Werkinger. A close call. And now 3-1 and moves the count. A close call indeed. Nonetheless, favorable hitter's count for Ethan Werkinger. Infield playing back in case of a double play ball. 3-1 count. Werkinger probably will swing 3-1. He does, and this one's lifted high and foul. So now the count will run full. Justin Janis, the first baseman, awaiting on deck. Time called. Seidel needs another ball. And now they're going to say that the call was a balk. So Seidel didn't go to his pant leg. It's not a pitch clock violation. But nonetheless, it's a free pass issued. And taking a walk will be Werkinger. So this is probably another weird situation. It's not a pitch clock violation, it appears. It appears that he didn't go to his pant leg after he licked his hand, which he can lick his hand. It's completely legal. However, there is a rule where if you do it twice and you don't go to your pant leg or your jersey sleeve to dry your hand, it's a balk. So it appears that's not what happened there. As Seidel called for a new baseball, the infield umpire and Michael Corbett immediately saw it, and it moves the runners up everywhere. So now Collins will score on the play. Tavares to third, McCabe to second, and Werkinger will take the free pass, and Justin Janis will step in with one out, and now the Green Jackets are on top 6-5. I think we've seen it all here at Atrium Health Ballpark on this young season. That ball is foul down the line and right. First base coach for the Green Jackets immediately was pointing. He said, fair ball, fair ball. It was well foul. Count is 0-1 on Justin Janis, who's 1-for-4. Last time up, he flied out. Flew out to right for Yonaville Laureano. Bases remain loaded. 0-1 count, one down. Pitch on the way for Janis from Seidel. It is just outside, 1-1. These pitches are exceptionally close. Seidel is carving the strike zone up. However, nothing has seemed to go the way of Seidel in this 10th inning. Tavares at third, McCabe at second, Celedonio is not at first as that ball runs in and hits him in the arm. It'll be a hit by pitch, and that will bring another run across the plate. McCabe to third. Werkinger is at second. And now Justin Janis with a hit by pitch will take first base. That's another run across. And now the Green Jackets on top 7-5 here in the 10th. Probably some frustration setting in here if you're Kannapolis. As you go into this one, 5-5, the inning starts with a hit-by-pitch and then a walk to McCabe on a pitch clock violation as this one is grounded towards short. Sprinkle makes the play, but he is not going to have a throw. It's an infield single, and it's a station infield single. That'll bring another run home. McCabe home, he will score. Werkinger to third, Janis to second, and now Dawson Diamond picks up an RBI single in the infield, and everything has fallen apart here for the Ballers in the 10th. 8-5 your score in favor of the Green Jackets. Now E.J. Exposito is going to step in, but not before Blake Hickman comes out and has a chat with Billy Seidel. So now Seidel has allowed his first runs of the season. His ERA is risen now to a 2.61. The Ballers have given up now three runs in this 10th inning. In one of the strangest innings of baseball I think I've ever seen. It has definitely been an odd, odd frame. So three runs cross the plate for Augusta. Still just one out in the inning, and they have the bases loaded still for E.J. Exposito. First pitch on the way from Seidel. It's in there for a called strike. 0-1 your count. Jair Casanova waiting on deck. Exposito last time up drew a walk in the ninth inning. Seidel sets on the bump. Glove to the belly, 0-1. This one's popped up high and foul down the right field line after DeZelko. He's not going to get there, not going to be any room. Moves now 0-2. As there is an arm now warming for Kannapolis down the line and right. Can't quite make out who it is. It might be Mark McLaughlin. Can't quite make out from here, though, who it is. 0-2 count, one down. Exposito at the plate fighting. Here's Seidel's pitch. Outside, Clonch dives after it and makes the grab, 1-2. Three runs on approximately one hit in this half inning for the Augusta Green Jackets. Baller still out hitting Augusta. As a check swing, Exposito lifts this one towards home, towards first. Elko fields, and he'll underhand it to first for the covering Seidel for the out, but it's another run across the plate. Scoring is Workinger. Janis to third. The second goes Diamond, and out at first is Exposito on the 3-1 putout. Two down now. It's now the fourth run across for Augusta in the frame. Two down. The nine-hole man in Jair Casanova steps in as the eighth batter of the frame. Casanova, a multi-hit game, a home run earlier in the frame as well. He swings and misses the first pitch from Seidel. 0-1 your count. Top of the order and Tyler Collins awaiting on deck. Top of the 10th, ballers down 9-5 now to Augusta, who put up four in this half inning. Seidel's pitch. Fouled off straight back 0-2. Casanova, a multi-hit game, 2-for-4, the pair of RBI. He did put up his first home run of the season earlier tonight. 0-2 count here, Seidel's offering. This one is lifted in the air, left field, coming in as Baldwin. He's not going to get there. They're going to drop and score some more. Scoring is Janis. Scoring is Diamond. Into second goes Casanova. And the wheels just keep falling off the bus for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in the 10th. As two more score on the play. 11-5 now as the Green Jackets have scored. Six in the frame. Casanova is at second. Janis scores and Diamond scores. Again, 11-5 your score. Two down, top of the order, and Tyler Collins due up. Now Pat Leland's going to come out and have a chat. Looks like it's the end of the night for Billy Seidel. His night is complete, as this one has definitely fallen apart on the bump for the righty from Duke. We'll get a new arm on the way. We'll send things towards, looks like, Cole Ramage here after the quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Sports Live. Cole Ramage on the bump now for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 6'1", 205-pound, 24-year-old, a free agent signee in 2022. Out of Southlake, Texas, former Arkansas Razorback in the game, as Tyler Collins will get the first pitch. It is in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. Ballers need one out to send this in the bottom of the 10th inning. They got some work to do. They trail by 6, 11-5 your score. As Ramage's next pitch to Collins, grounded towards third, Tapia will play it cleanly and fire across the diamond in time. It takes two pitches for Cole Ramage, and the inning is complete. A 5-3 ground out for Tyler Collins. Cleans up the 10th inning, but it was anything but clean for the Ballers on defense. They give up 6 runs to the Augusta Green Jackets. They'll have some rallying to do after the short break here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Well, Brooks Baldwin will step in here in the bottom of the 10th inning. The Ballers with a whole lot of work to do, but you got to start somewhere. Rome wasn't built in a day. Brooks Baldwin will step in. Tim Elko is placed at second. Bottom of the 10th, Ballers trailing 11-5 after Augusta puts up 6 runs in that top of the 10th on a grand total of 2 hits. A lot of walks, a lot of hit-by-pitches, a lot of weird instances. Nonetheless, stepping in is Baldwin. First pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 is your count. 0-1 on Baldwin. He's got a multi-hit game, 2-for-4. 0-1 on the way is just a bit inside, 1-1. One-one. Baldwin fouls this one off, straight back over my head. One-two count. Baldwin, Claunch, and Tapia do up here in this frame, bottom 10. Baldwin, the multi-hit game, 2-for-4. He's picked up 3 RBI. Landon Harper on the bump, 1-2. This one's lifted in the air, high and deep center right field. Backtracking Casanova, he looks up. That ball is out of here. We got to start the rally somehow, folks. Brooks Baldwin, a 2-run home run, as Elko's going to score as well. And the Ballers slice into the lead. It's now 11-7 here in the bottom of the 10th inning. For Baldwin, it's his first home run on the season. And he's now a triple shy of the cycle. Should we play more baseball? We'll watch that closely. Troy Claunch is going to step in. Nobody out and nobody on. It's Baldwin's first home run of the season. He's now got 5 RBI on the night. Landon Harper's first pitch to Claunch is lifted high and foul. 0-1 is your count. Claunch tonight reached on a single in the eighth, and he scored. He huffed and puffed his way around from first to home. Larper's pitch. Claunch will tattoo this ball high and deep, shallow right field. Coming in after it is Casanova. Is he going to get there? Yes, he will. He makes the play on the run for the out. A fly out into right for Troy Claunch. He's now 1-for-3 on the night. One down, Lion Tapia due up. Lion Tapia due up. Third baseman, he's 0-for-3. A line out and a pair of strikeouts. Slightly open stance. He will swing and miss at the first pitch from Harper on a breaking ball, 0-1. Tapia at the plate. Logan Glass awaiting on deck. Harper's 0-1. Fastball up and away, 1-1. Tapia the 1-1 count, Harper's offering. This one's lifted in the air high in the right field. After Casanova is going to have to cover some ground, and basically a mirror image of this last play. He flies out into right, does Lion Tapia. So now the Ballers have one out left. They do get the two-run homer from Brooks Baldwin, but they trail by 4. They're going to need some more offense, and Logan Glass will step to the plate. Definitely not a bad guy to step to the plate. If you want the Ballers to get some offense, Logan Glass entering today 302 with 13 hits. He'll swing and miss at the first pitch, 0-1. Landon Harper looking to nail down his third victory on the season. The loss would certainly go to Billy Seidel. And again, Harper, since he finishes this one up, would not get the save, so it would be just a win-loss on the tally. 0-1 to Glass. In there for a called strike, and now the Ballers down to their final strike. 0-2 count, 2 down, bottom 10. Ballers trail by 4. They've out-hit Augusta tonight 10-9. But just too much offense in that 10th inning. Glass will take the 0-2. 1-2 now on the Mustang, Oklahoma native. Glass is averaged down to 277, 4 homers, 11 RBI. 1-2, Harper's offering. Fouled off over everyone's head, keep it at 1-2. Awaiting on deck is Joannabelle Laureano. Up the middle goes Exposito. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Logan Glass goes down on strikes. Another breaking ball from Landon Harper. And that will conclude the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. This one is final. The Ballers drop it 11-7 here in the series opener at Atrium Health Ballpark. They do fall 11-7 to the Augusta Green Jackets, but of note, they do out-hit them. 11-7 is the score. 9 hits for Augusta and 10 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We'll step aside for a quick moment and get you a post-game show recap here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. We're final from Atrium Health Ballpark. 11-7, Augusta takes this one. Thank you. Welcome back into the broadcast booth high atop Atrium Health Ballpark here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. The Kannapolis Cannonballers drop the series opener tonight by a final score of 11-7. They do get some run production late. A two-run homer from Brooks Baldwin does inch them closer, but the Ballers do fall as they give up six runs in that 10th inning. Everything kind of fell apart on the bump for Billy Seidel, who picks up the loss. He's 1-1 now on the year. It just kind of, everything fell apart for Kannapolis in extra innings. It was a back-and-forth ball game, a really fun ball game to watch, in all honesty. Just, it was a fun game. It was entertaining. It was action-packed. But in the end, Augusta gets the better of the Ballers, and they do take this one 11-7. Landon Harper gets the win. He's 3-0. Seidel moves to 1-1 on the season. 11 runs on 9 hits for Augusta, 7 runs on 10 hits for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. A clean game, no errors for either side. A couple of notable performances for both sides before we send you on your way. A couple of really good performances on offense for the Ballers. A multi-hit game for Jordan Sprinkle. 2-for-5 with a run scored. The big night of offense, though, comes from Brooks Baldwin. 3-for-5 with a triple shy of the cycle. He had a double, a single, and a home run. That home run in the 10th inning gave the Ballers 2 back, but the 5 RBIs from Baldwin of their 7 runs they score is just a little too little for the Ballers tonight. Baldwin 3-for-5 with 5 RBI. 1-for-3 night for Troy Klaunch. He does pick up that run scored in the 8th inning off a multi-hit game for Joannabelle Laureano. 2-for-4 with that RBI he drove in. Laureano does pick up that nice multi-hit game, a pair of doubles, his first two of the season. Other than that, a 1-for-5 night for Tim Elko with an RBI. He does extend his streak, and he continues his batting average hot streak at .341. Other than that, on the bump for Kannapolis, Tyler Schweitzer. Been a rough go for Tyler Schweitzer on Tyler Schweitzer's standards. 5 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, 5 punchouts. Manuel Veloz gets the blown save tonight. 3 1/3, 3 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Billy Seidel gets the loss with an inning and a third, 2 hits, 6 runs, 5 of those earned, 2 walks and a strikeout. And then Cole Ramage gets through that third of an inning. Only 2 pitches offered on the day for Ramage. He does get that ground out to send the Ballers and the Green Jackets into the bottom of the 10th inning. On the other side, Augusta, a lot of one-hit nights except for at the bottom of the order in Casanova. A big night at the plate for him. 3-for-5 with 4 RBI. And then you look around elsewhere in the lineup. Celedonio, 1-for-4 with 2 RBI. And 1-for-3 night with 2 runs batted in for Diamond. It is a big night for Diamond and the Green Jackets. RBIs for Werkinger, Janis, and Exposito as well give the Green Jackets 11 total runs batted in. They walk 7 times. The Ballers walk just twice. No, not many free passes. They do strike out a total of 10 times. Augusta striking out 9 times, including 3 of those from Tavares in that 2-hole spot. Cedric DeGrandpre on the start tonight. 4 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, and 4 punchouts. Shoemaker, 1 inning, 3 hits, 3 runs, a walk, and a strike, and no strikeouts. Joseph gets the hole. Elizan Joseph with 2 innings, 1 hit, and 2 punchouts. And then Landon Harper, despite the bit of a rough go on all honesty, does pick up the win as well as a blown save. 3 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. Time of the game, 2 hours, 52 minutes. Over 2,000 Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark for tonight's action here in Kannapolis. A beautiful night, 64 degrees, windy for sure. However, a beautiful night for baseball, and it's only set to continue for the rest of this week here in Kannapolis. A quick turnaround for these two sides after the series opener tonight. A little bit of an earlier start time. We did that kind of on purpose. These guys will get an extra hour of sleep. They got to wake up early tomorrow. They got to get some coffee, got to get some breakfast in them, and then they have an 11 a.m. start time. First pitch tomorrow at 11 a.m. Shane Murphy gets the start. 0-1 with a 2.40 ERA against the righty Seth Keller for the Augusta Green Jackets. Seth Keller, a 6th-round pick out of Hanover High School in Virginia. Again, these two sides meet for Game 2 tomorrow at 11 a.m. is your first pitch. Hopefully you're able to join us here at Atrium Health Ballpark. If not, hey, I'm here. That's what I do. Dan Helody bringing you all the action on the broadcast, Bally Sports Live, the free audio streams on kcballers.com. the MILB First Pitch app, and of course, MILB.TV. Ballers dropped this one tonight in the series opener 11-7, but we'll have a quick turnaround and be back tomorrow for an 11 a.m. First Pitch. I'll leave you as I always do up in here. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers dropped the series opener 11-7. They moved to 12-8 on the young season. They are in second place currently in the South Division as Columbia does pick up the victory tonight. They're going to pick up the victory tonight unless a miracle happens. 10-0, Columbia on top over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. So the Ballers will be tied with Myrtle Beach for second place at 12-8 on the season. Augusta moves to 8-13. Here early. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 o'clock first pitch here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Have a great one, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your night.